Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Evan Tagliano and Wesley Wildman. In studio now with us is newsman Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Hey, everybody.
Good morning, Brother Steve. As I mentioned last hour, our good friend and colleague, Dr. Alex McFarland, sent me pictures last night from the front row, as Ed says, of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I said, hey, why don't you come on the radio with us and talk about this since you're there and Alex is on with us. Alex, good morning, brother.
Good morning, everybody.
So, Milwaukee for the... Now, are you a delegate? Or are you just a media? How are you there?
I was blessed to get full media passes because I spoke yesterday. Charlie Kirk and some home educators have a thing for youth on biblical worldview, and it was called Lead Wisconsin, and it was about 250 teenagers. And one of the sponsors is a Christian TV network up here called VCY that was part of Youth for Christ. And they had they said, hey, while you're here, you're going to speak to the youth on worldview. Would you like full premier level media passes? And I said, yes, please.
Let me pray about that.
That's right.
Yeah. No. How did you get this number? No, I was like, media credentials.
So you can roam the floor. You can go anywhere.
Anywhere but backstage.
Okay.
I want to see you on CNN. I want you to walk in on the panel there and sit down at the desk when they're doing their show.
I should photobomb them, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't be talking about bombing where you are, brother.
No, yeah.
You're about to be arrested.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, I got to tell you something really funny. Okay, I've never seen so much security anywhere in my life. And you have to go through like three checkpoints, and that's great. And they're secret service everywhere.
Good thing this morning. Slope roofs.
Wow. At 6 a.m., I was coming through, and I got into what they call the inner perimeter. And there was, this is so quintessentially American. Beside this Secret Service group was a Dunkin' Donuts. So imagine a Dunkin' Donuts at 6 a.m. with like 50 Secret Service people in there. I mean, eating donuts. And I went in there, and I was listening to a guy with a machine gun in full body armor was saying, I want one raspberry, one glaze. It was just kind of surreal. And I said, hey, can I please take a picture of you guys? And they said, no, that's not allowed. But the atmosphere last night, I mean, it feels like a revival meeting. Like all in the lobby in the mezzanine, there were little huddles of people praying.
Wow.
Every ethnicity you've ever seen praying, waving Trump signs. I went up to a group of Jewish men, and there was a group here, Jewish people for Trump. And I just was talking to some of them, and I said, hey, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we categorically stand against anti-Semitism. And these guys were like, their eyes had tears, and they said, we know that. We know the Republicans stand against anti-Semitism, and thank you.
Hey, Alex, tonight, the big, everybody's anticipating the speech by
J.D.
Yeah, J.D. Vance, the senator from Ohio. Were you surprised by that pick? And what do you know about, what comments do you have on what you know about Senator Vance?
Well, you know, I was a little bit surprised.
Who'd you think it was going to be?
You know, to be honest, I had heard through the grapevine that it was going to be Ben Carson, but I didn't really believe that. But I heard from a pretty good source that it was.
Was it a Christian source?
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Church lady rumor stuff.
Church lady.
So that's why it didn't come to pass. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know, I read Vance's website in its entirety. I read everything on his website. One thing that I do appreciate, it's like his first point, he says, quote, that I am a 100% pro-life. That's what it says on his website. I like that. You know, so I'm open. You know, I got to be honest with you. In all the media training I've ever had, which has been fairly extensive, I was always told that facial hair did not help with perception of transparency. And so,
what?
Seriously,
a beard? Now, yeah. A beard?
I'm not
says
saying
you're a liar.
I agree or disagree.
No,
it's just like Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. Y'all are going after Abraham Lincoln, right? Go
but,
ahead.
But you think about it.
I'm
since
not
the,
going
since
after
the 19th
Abraham
century. You know, most of the people that occupy the top tier of administrations have not had facial hair in 100 years. So,
yeah.
But hey, you know, there's a whole spirit here. I talked this morning with Eric Trump and yesterday briefly with Trey Gowdy. And by the way, tonight I'm going to be on the Hamilton Corner. And I've invited Eric Trump to be on. They're going to let me know middle of the day. And Mark Alford from Missouri will be on with me tonight, Republican Representative Mark Alford. But here's the thing. Vance and everybody, even Nikki Haley, Marco Rubio gave great speeches last night. There's a unity that we must save our nation. And may God grant that that happens.
Amen. Well, so, all right. Well, listen, brother, thank you so much for being on with us. Happy you're able to be there and experience it. And go ahead.
I represent the Milwaukee office of the American Family Radio Network.
Milwaukee office.
The Milwaukee.
By the way, I do want to just make mention, since we were talking about J.D. Vance, a friend of mine, friend of the ministry, a listener to our program, did text me when we were talking earlier about Hillbilly Elegy. That's the book that J.D. Vance wrote, autobiographical, and there was a movie made. And he just wanted us to know, so I'm letting our listeners know, that he said, I started watching Hillbilly Elegy last night. He said, rough language. So just giving that as
the
a
movie.
Warning, the movie. And he says further, in fairness, I'm sure it's told like it was autobiographical. So anyway, I just want to let our listeners know,
right,
don't
sure,
queue up the sure. movie with your kids around.
And say, hey, AFR recommended this.
Exactly.
No, we did not. We did.
Right.
Be forewarned.
Yes.
Anyway, the book, I wanted to read the book. I haven't read the book. But anyway, all right, listen, thanks so much, Alex. Take care, my friend.
God bless you all.
See
God bless America.
We'll see you with the Secret Service at Dunkin' Donuts this afternoon. How about that?
Amen.
Save me a raspberry.
Yeah. Somebody says raspberry and they got a machine gun. You're going to find them a raspberry.
That's right. Even if you have to make it fresh.
And you'll remember.
Yeah. The day the Secret Service came to my
Day of the
donut.
Raspberry Donut.
I'm looking at a picture of all the presidents in chronological order. The last president to have facial hair, at least as far as his official portrait, was William Howard Taft.
Really?
And why is that ironic or noteworthy? Also from Ohio.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Coincidence?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll tell you one
is
thing.
Is it coincidence that Lincoln's chief of staff was named Kennedy, and Kennedy's chief of staff was named Lincoln?
I think
something like that.
I'm looking around in this room right here, and I don't. If you got to do away with facial hair, none of us are going. There's a reason why
this show's over.
This show's over.
By the way, bad news.
Well, we don't have to worry about credibility here.
But you know, you guys are at least Brent, Wesley, and Ed are going with what you would call beards.
Bad news, your dogma was run over by my karma.
That's what you did there. Steve and I are just going with the 3-day look.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot to shave this morning.
That's what I'm talking about this morning. Okay, you forgot to shave this morning.
Yeah.
Anyway. I hate shaving. Absolutely hate it.
I do too.
With the badge,
is that why you just go with the beard?
I
you still have to shave some.
I do
not as
go
much.
With the beard.
And I shave probably just three times a week.
Yeah, that's it. Same here.
Yeah. I just hate it. After all these
twice.
Years, we don't have to do it anymore.
I know.
Because you can get away with it. And right. So I go, good. Because scraping
you can look
my
like
face
you're
with a
drunk,
razor blade.
You know, nobody cares anymore since COVID. So
I do draw the line. I do not wear pajamas to Walmart. I do have certain standards.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Even where you live.
Yeah. Even where I live.
No PJs. People look down on that.
Now, that's not true about most of the people in Walmart, but I'm not going to wear them.
Anyway, people don't usually speak about your appearance when you, even you've got, like Steve and I, rocking the three-day stubble thing. But
3 day stubble.
If somebody, I got a prepared answer for that. Should somebody ever say anything? I don't, most people won't. It's kind of rude.
What? What do they say?
I was either going to go with quit judging me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because that's a good one. Because even the world understands that.
Shut down. Yeah.
Shut down.
Shut down.
Quit judging me.
Quit judging me.
Or it's a skin condition.
Mm. Oh, and then what are they going to say?
That's what I'm saying. You're going to say you don't care that I have a skin condition?
They're
not going to say anything.
Nobody's asked me, and so I'm kind of disappointed like you.
Yeah.
But my comeback was always going to be, I did shave this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
But this is how fast it grows.
That's what
I get a 5 o'clock shadow at 10 a.m.
You're welcome.
That's because
you got too much testosterone running through that body.
That's right. So go ahead and criticize me now.
Which means you're too much of a man.
You don't know the burden I have.
Nobody knows. We're getting
a little off track. I have known men, though, who seriously, they can shave at 6 in the morning, and by after lunch, they need to get it out again.
We got a couple of them
here
at work, and there's one I'm not going to name him.
I'm
not going to name her either. But I'm not going to name him, but he always played Jesus when we had the Christmas play or the Easter play, because he could not have no beard, and then a week before the performance, he's got a full beard.
I was cast one time to play Tevye in The Fiddler on the Roof. And the director said, would you grow a beard? You know, I said, sure. About 2 weeks later, she pulls me aside and says, is everything okay at home? Are you? Because you're looking really rough. I said, you asked me to grow a beard. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, Steve, first legitimate story.
All right. Do you remember last week or so we talked about a guy named Robbie Starbuck and that he had put some pressure on Tractor Supply to stop the woke? And Tractor Supply put out a note saying, we're going to stop the woke and everything. Well, Robbie Starbuck has struck again. Once Tractor Supply did their thing, he started taking a look around and found that John Deere, the people who make the tractor, the farm equipment, they were kind of dipping their finger into the lake of woke, as it were. And so he started getting a campaign about John Deere. And John Deere yesterday put out a statement, and they said, we've always deeply value our 80,000 employees and everything. We've done these good things. But based on ongoing conversations, we have committed to the following. We will no longer participate in or support external social or cultural awareness parades, festivals, or events. They will be focused internally on professional development, networking, mentoring. They will audit the company mandating training materials and policies to ensure the absence of socially motivated messages while being in compliance with state law. They will reaffirm within the business the existence of diversity quotas, that they have never had diversity quotas or pronoun identifications. And then finally, we fundamentally believe that a diverse workforce enables us to meet our customer needs, but it's going to be based on talent.
Listen, this is. By the way, kudos to this. What's his name?
Robbie Starbuck.
This is one of the great names ever. There was a gymnast or something, JoJo Starbuck, or a runner for the U.S. Anyway, it's a great name. But I want to make mention of the fact that this is not a one-off here with these couple of companies. Mm. Microsoft, I saw this story yesterday. Microsoft laid off its diversity, equity, and inclusion team this year, DEI, saying that the initiatives were no longer needed And there were other tech companies do the same thing. Zoom laid off a DEI team earlier this year. Google and Meta, Facebook, also made cuts to DEI. So I think they're starting to see that this has backfired in terms of the culture, and perhaps that it really isn't necessary to do it anyway.
Well, if you think back to our founder here, my papa, my dad's dad of AFA, from the very beginning when we were involved in even more so with the companies who were forcing religious and all these far left ideas into their company and into their advertisement and into their their content. We were, my papa from the very beginning was just, hey, be neutral. You don't have to be involved in politics. Just make the best product possible.
Yep.
Make the best product. And that's exactly where we're at now in this particular situation with John Deere. They're saying, look, and then they're not going, you know, sure, every now and then it's fun to see, you don't get many of them, but you get a business that promotes some conservative ideas.
Right.
That's fun. I like that. But the reality here is we promote everybody should just stay out of politics.
Right.
If you're a corporation,
stay neutral.
Make a good product, and
yeah.
that's like word for word. There's a very extensive and detailed direction or strategy that they're going to take to avoid, even so much so that they weren't even going to allow messaging that from their employees, political views to be put on like the bathroom door to put. They're getting out of all things. You won't be able to go in John Deere and go to their break room and there'd be some material that would promote anything politically
right
on either side.
To kind of follow up on this, the last on this, I think the Society for Human Resource Management, this is the business, the society that kind of puts out the best practices for HR.
Right.
And of course DEI has been like HR, it's an HR initiative.
Right.
They have announced last week that they have dropped the word equity from its diversity, equity, and inclusion strategy. So it's only going to be diversity and inclusion. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know
how much
they said that there was.
Well, in this economy, you're going to have to cut back. And two words.
Two words when you could do three.
Well, you got three, you got to cut back to two. I mean, it's
right.
Just you got to streamline.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Equity was the one that they decided
right.
to choose.
We don't need equity anyway. What? We don't need equity.
Right.
We need excellence.
Oh, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah. You should send that.
What
send
is
that
equity?
Along. Equity was equality of outcome. That's the best way I've heard it described. Anyway.
Listen, Michael Jordan and I are the same age. We ain't equal. Okay? And on the basketball court.
Right.
All right, next story.
All right, so the story that's fallen off of the radar after the assassination attempt of President Trump and now the Republican National Convention is Biden going to be the nominee? Is he going to be able to hang on with the Democrats? Because they were, before all this happened, the big story was, is Biden going to go? There's Democrats that are saying, you got to go. You're not competent. You're too old. You're too mentally infirm. So
they tell him that?
They were
telling
him that.
Too mentally infirmed?
Well, here's the thing. No one's talking about it anymore, but the discussions are ongoing. And I have a report from Axios here.
Oh, it's full-fledged warfare inside the Democrat Party.
He had a Zoom call, President Biden did, with his center-left coalition, not the, you know, AOC progressive wing. He had one with them, too. But this is with the more liberal Democrats. And they said it went worse than the debate.
In terms of Biden's
performance. In terms of Biden being able to talk. And this was just a Zoom call with his allies, I mean, the Democrats.
Yeah.
They had questions for him. It was supposed to be, they had like five or six of these members of Congress on the phone. Only three of them got questions out before he decided it was over. The next guy in line for questions was visibly kind of upset that he didn't. And one, the Jason Crow, a Democrat from Colorado, asked him,
about his about slipping public confidence in his leadership as commander in chief, and they say that Biden went off on him, just started yelling at him, and it's not true. It's, you know, I name me one other leader that has ever, you know, did his spiel. By the way, he was speaking yesterday to the NAACP. It's always interesting to see which Biden you're going to get. That was the yelly Biden. The angry Biden was there.
Okay.
It was really fun to watch.
All right, so I think we've come to a crossroads. That's what you want to call it. We've come to a, give me another metaphor. A crossroads.
Intersection.
A point of decision.
A road to choose. Huh?
For an the inflection Democrats. Point.
Well, it's not reflection. It's time to make a decision.
Inflection.
Oh, inflection.
Point. Yeah.
Okay. It's time to.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Where the rubber meets the road. It's time to fish or cut bait.
There you go.
Yeah, that's.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the Democrats probably, they made every plea. Inside their own party, I'm talking about. Seems like to me they've made every plea they possibly could to, and publicly and privately, to get Joe Biden to drop, President Joe Biden to stop running for president and to get somebody else in there because they feel they're going to lose, right? And they may lose the House and the Senate too, down ticket. But it's clear to me, just by what you just said, where he ain't going anywhere. Okay, excuse the slang. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. It doesn't appear with open talks like you're discussing. I got a solution for the Democrats. Not that I want to help them.
Nobody okay. knows.
That's their theme song.
Yeah, I know. I was listening.
Okay. So, if the Democrats want to Joe Biden to drop out, they can invoke the 25th Amendment to the, if you call it invoke, they can go through the process of having him removed. That's all you got to do. And then it's problem solved.
Well, it's the problem solved as far as, first of all, you'd have to be able to prove medically that he was incapable.
You have to be? How do you do that?
Well, I
have another debate?
What I'm saying is, if you can't prove it, it just looks like a coup.
Well,
in other words, if you get the...
I don't think you have to prove a psychological test.
No. What I'm saying is you still have to explain to the Democratic Party members and to the American people that your removal of the president and whatever the 25th Amendment says, I think it's, you know, Secretary of State. There's several secretaries, department heads who have to...
The VP, too.
And the VP.
And the VP, that's the thing.
So you've got to be able to say to people who go, wait a second, he's our... He won fair and square, yeah, but he's mentally incompetent. Oh, yeah? How do you know that? So you see what I'm saying?
Well, and the vice president has to sign off on this. And this is the thing, and this is a terribly poor analogy given the times right now, but they say if you shoot at the king, you better not miss. And
right.
Kamala has one shot at that if they decide that they – because if they fail and she has been behind the coup or the effort – Her career is done, and I think she would like to be president.
Then the Democrats who are against Biden just need to shut up. They need to shut up because he's not going anywhere, and they're just kind of to roll with it.
Yeah.
And
And if it gets to the convention, and he is nominated, it's sure enough over.
Now they could have signs printed for the convention floor for the Democrats when Biden is speaking and they hold it up and they say, get out now. What about that? Or you're dragging us all down. What about that?
I'd hold up one that says, end quote.
Yeah. See you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.